Kitchen Rudimental, a series here on Blueprint for Living, in which Annie Smithers will investigate the very basics of kitchen craft. Plot in that kitchen and rattle those pots and pans. What have we done so far? We've done onions, was the first one. How to slice them, how to chop them.
Knife skills.
We looked at pastry.
Yes.
In theory and in practice.
Yes.
We may come back to that because pastry is a pretty expandable concept.
It's a very expandable concept, yes.
Because what we're trying to do is build up a little vocabulary of rudimental skills.
Yes.
Which takes us to...
custard.
Ah. Because that's a flexible thing.
It's a vast subject. What do you think of when you think about custard?
I think of my grandmother in Adelaide, back in the day, who used to often have, I think this is for the kids, in her fridge, a pitcher of what she used to refer to as runny ice cream.
Right.
Which was in fact custard.
Why did she call it runny ice cream?
I think to make it sound a bit fancy. And why she didn't in fact turn it into ice cream, I don't know. Because that's all your ice cream is, isn't it? Is often just
one of the ice creams. But ice cream is made with, a lot of ice creams are made with a creme anglaise base, which is runny custard.
But anyway, that's my childhood custard memory.
Do you have a favourite custard?
I just your bog standard eggs, milk, vanilla, sugar, sort of.
Yeah, but outside of just runny custard, what's your other? Oh, you know, do you have other favourite custards?
Don't mind a quiche.
Yeah.
Don't mind a creme, either caramel or
a creme caramel
brulee.
Or a creme brulee or a pot of creme.
Probably a brulee.
Yeah.
I'm being interrogated on my custard preferences.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think it allows you to sort of see how vast it is.
Mm.
Because custard, you know, we start with creme anglaise, and if you make creme anglaise with milk, it's thin. And if you make it with thickened cream, it's got a more unctuous consistency. If you make it with pure cream, it will actually set overnight in the fridge, and you can, you know, do things like make little quenelles out of it to decorate your dessert platters.
Golly gosh.
Yeah. So just using a different milk fat and milk product, or, you know, dairy product, changes the consistency of custard.
Can you do them with yogurts?
I've never done them with yogurt. The custard consistency when it's just pouring custard is about the egg yolk and when it hits that thickening point before it curdles. Have you curdled custard? Yes. I've curdled custard.
There's no saving that, I'm guessing.
Well, if you catch it,
yeah.
If you just catch it, you can give it a bit of a blitz in a blender or something, and a little bit of thickened cream in there, and no one would ever know. But if you really, curdle it, it smells disgusting. It smells like really bad scrambled eggs. So, it's not
saveable. It's not done.
Just throw it out. Throw it out straight away. Then there's creme patisserie, which is, the sort of, pastry cream which you find in vanilla slices, you find in chocolate eclairs, shoe puffs.
How's that done?
Well, that's a technique where, because you get to choose which one we cook, you see. You can
okay.
You can choose which one. Creme patisserie is made by, creaming your yolks and sugar together and bringing some milk to the boil. But you also add a little bit of corn flour softened with milk. And then it allows you to boil it because you've introduced a starch into it. You can boil it.
So how does that work against the egg?
It just stabilizes the egg so the egg doesn't curdle. So then you have this sort of, thicker mass that you can fill things like vanilla slices with.
Hmm.
And then you go off into the territory of baked custards,
yep.
Which is, there's milky ones like creme caramels that are set in little dishes. There's pot of cremes, which are that wonderful French thing that's usually in a little urn with handles on the side. That's just a couple of mouthfuls, like a French yogurt pot size. of baked custard, mm-hmm. which is what it really is. Bread and butter pudding.
I love a bread and butter pudding.
Well, that's a custard. That's a baked custard. Then there's a clafoutis as a baked custard.
I love a clafoutis.
And that's got a bit of flour in it.
End of summer, cherry season.
Yeah.
Here come the clafoutis.
Oh, but gee, there's some bad ones out there, aren't there?
Probably.
All those really rubbery ones. And as you've mentioned, quiche is a classic savoury custard. You have vegetable custards, you know, like leek custards, asparagus custards. They are a bit popular in the '80s and nineties too.
I was gonna say that sounds
that's
a
like
bit...
a timbale. Remember the carrot timbale?
Oh, I remember I've seen the word.
Yeah. So there's an awful lot of custards out there.
Do you have a favourite?
Oh, depends on the day. I'm particularly partial. If I'm feeling a bit blue, I don't mind getting into bed with the electric blanket on high and having a bowl of chocolate pot au creme, which is sort of like...
Sounds consoling.
It's very consoling. I'd have to run around the tan 8 times to work off the chocolate. Yeah, what's in it? I think there's, you know, a lot of cream and a bit of milk.
So as a student cook,
mm-hmm.
starting out,
yes.
where do you begin your custard journey? What's the first thing you do?
You start it with anglaise. So you learn about thickening a custard and in the old days you used to do things like blow on a spoon, on a wooden spoon, and see and get a rosette pattern. You had that instruction, it coats the back of a spoon.
Yes.
Nowadays custards...
I never knew the blowing on with the rosette bit though. I just thought it was just coating the back of a spoon.
Something weird I've done. But nowadays, so much cooking is taught with aids like digital thermometers. Now, I know a lot of young cooks who don't recognise a custard for its, in terms of its changing its, its state from, unthickened to thickened by the feel of it and how it feels in the saucepan, because they're actually so busy looking at the temperature changing, and they know when to take it off because they're instructed that if you take it off at this point...
They haven't actually observed it.
They haven't actually felt that process. And that ties in beautifully with this concept of actually learning or understanding cooking from a feeling point of view, as opposed to reading a recipe that says, cook your custard until it is... I don't actually know the exact temperature that eggs curdle, because I can't just spit it out like that. But I know I can feel it happening, and
you're saying you can feel it as you stir.
You feel it. But if you read an instruction that says take it off when your custard reaches this temperature, it doesn't actually explain that you've got to keep stirring it, or that it might catch in what I refer to as the corners of the saucepan. That edge, for the 90-degree angle. And it's one of those very special things that needs a bit of care and love. And you just fishy tail through the saucepan, scraping it all off the bottom, and you feel it just get thicker.
When do you do it on direct heat or in
I always bain-marie? Do it on direct heat.
Okay.
Yeah.
My challenge now is between now and the next time we meet.
Yes.
A couple of weeks away.
Yes.
Decide which we should. I think it'll have to be, won't it, the anglaise. I mean, we've got to start at the start.
I think we should start with anglaise and creme patisserie.
Okay.
Because creme patisserie is a lovely thing to make, but you do get to some point in the middle where you just despair a little. So you can make those next time.
I'll give it a go.
Yeah.
Annie, thank you.
It's a pleasure.